You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious!
First of March, it is Ivan's with us, and of course Don's with us, my word he is. And it's the 1st of March, and it's, could you believe...
The Ides of March?
The Ides of March. Beware the Ides of March. And can you believe it, 4 days, 3 days before the anniversary of Shane Warne's passing? Couldn't believe it. And of course, 2 years almost to the day of Michael Gudinski's passing. Just thought I'd mention that because Ed Sheeran is out here and he was a great friend of Shane's and a great friend of Michael Gudinski's, which has got nothing to do. Now, Don.
What about it's 4 or 3 years since the I Cook Food saga started as well?
Very well said, Don.
Well, what is it, 2, 4?
Now, I'm glad you said that, Don, because we've got a lot of things to speak about and we don't need you to go off in tangents or we'll get to speak about none of them. You've got your little rings there that
good,
you can pull
yeah,
apart
good,
that and the
and
doctor...
You, and you've asserted your superiority from the start. You're in control.
Don.
Good.
I tell you, see, you talk about the voice, you know, the voice getting up in Parliament about Indigenous...
Not
Aboriginal.
The Channel 9 show, no, the voice.
No, the voice that's going before. Oh, yeah. We are the voice, Don. You would not believe the number of people that rely on us to have a counter view, the majority counter view of the bullshit that's going on in this community and nation, and they listen to us. You wouldn't believe the people that listen to us and like our take on things because we are not
How
afraid.
How would you know that?
Because they tell us, Don.
Oh, do they?
And word of mouth. So we are the voice here, and it doesn't need you interrupting because there's many, many topics that we want to speak about. So this is the first... We'll do the shout-outs later, and I'm getting very nervous and excited about your keynote interview with Jody. Don, yep, you've pulled the
15, I reckon Don, 10 seconds, Don, Barney, I've done that puzzle.
Don's pulled the rings apart. Now put them together again and see if you can get them together and stop interrupting. What was I saying? See, this is the trouble. What was I saying then? Ivan?
No, it's age.
Shout-outs?
Are we
doing shout-outs? Oh, no, so we're getting excited about your keynote interview with Jody. Jody, the doctor's wife, or... You know, Jody. Jody.
Well, I'd like to know what I'm doing.
Yeah, thanks. Punch and Jody. You are going to speak to Jody Spears. You're going to interview her. She's the doctor's wife, and Ivan and I, and anyone else. Phoebe can't come in.
What's happened to Phoebe?
Buggered,
stuck on the Westgate.
She might be doing might be ringing Russell Crowe. Now, Russell Crowe, you told me. Ooh, yeah. Russell Crowe got barred from going into a Japanese restaurant.
No, not barred. He was asked to leave.
You fucking idiot, Ivan. That's barred. And we're giving a shout out to Russ because he didn't do what I get accused of sometimes. Never ever done it in my life. He didn't say, don't you know who I am? He was just not dressed appropriately because he'd been playing tennis apparently and he had a tennis shirt on and some shorts and some sneakers and they said you can't come in. And he withdrew graciously and then they realised who he was and they sent him a note saying we've changed our dress code and come back please, Russ. So a shout out to Russ for not... causing a scene and for just not saying, don't you know who I am? People, I've met people who say, oh, you came to a thing once and you said, don't you know who I am? I've never said that ever in my life. But that's just people being mischievous, Don.
Have you ever turned up to a restaurant and they've said, sorry, sir, you can't come in?
No,
You're not wearing a polo shirt or
sneakers? No, I haven't, not from a dresser code. They mightn't want me to come into the restaurant, but I've never ever. Now, so...
Not the MCG?
The MCG, that's true. I've been barred from the MCG because I didn't have a...
A tie?
I didn't have lace-up shoes, apparently. Yeah. I had
slip-ons. You were fighting in the toilet, we've told that story.
That's a long time ago, Don. Now, Don, it's a bit hard to know where to start. So, first of all, we are the voice. Did you know The NRL and the AFL and the NBA have started this. They're all getting behind the voice, this divisive piece of legislation that is going to divide black and white Australia more and more. They're all getting behind the voice. And as Rita Panahi said in the Herald Sun, and we've been saying it for years, could we take politics out of the sport that we play? So the AFL, you wait. Is it Gil McLachlan meant to be leaving the AFL? Why is he still there? Isn't he meant to be the pompous, arrogant teddy bear who came down on us for daring to discuss Nicky Windmar out at Victoria Park all those years ago? Seriously, well, he can't get more virtuous, feigned indignation at something. All the AFL and the NRL and the NBA are going to get behind the voice. Just leave us alone. Leave us alone. Have you noticed, Don and Ivan, the preoccupation, the predilection of us being hamstrung in the community by the continual and incessant marches for the gay community, the LGBTQ plus, the Mardi Gras, Rainbow Days, Transgender Days, Pride Marches, Fringe Festivals, Binary Bashes, Non-Binary Bashes. Why do those people of members of those communities insist on clogging up and gridlocking our streets with marches on a weekly basis to show that they are alternate or are gay? Who cares if they
Who's clogging up the street? I haven't seen Don, any. I only saw the Mardi Gras. Mardi Gras on Saturday night.
So, Don, you live in a cave down in the Mornington Peninsula.
Well, you live in your little insular.
I live in the city.
An insular
And
block.
I drive down.
Oh, you drive down.
Try to drive down our main boulevard, which is called Beaconsfield Parade, on a semi-regular basis. That is, once every fortnight, there's marches going on there. We know people are gay. We know there's the LGBT community.
They have festival. They have the St Kilda
festival.
They're
all based around that, Don. And good on them. Why you have to keep telling us that you have a different sexual preoccupation is we all accept that, but stop bloody just driving us mad with all the marches and all the slogans, and they put posters and stickers on everything.
ABC actually went overboard. Did you watch any of it on last weekend on television?
Watch what?
The gay convention.
What? Gay convention.
Mardi Gras. Mardi Gras. Yeah. It's a convention. It's a worldwide convention. They all converged on Sydney under the Mardi Gras banner.
Yeah.
Did you watch any of it on TV?
Are you serious? I'm not. Don.
Well, I did.
Good on you.
I did, and I thought, it was very well done. But what questions it did raise for me was the ABC. Do people get positions of commentary because of what they are and not their ability?
Of course, Don.
There
it's
was
a
one
quota
fellow
system.
That I will compliment. The rest of the commentators, I thought, left a lot to be desired. His name was Jeremy Fernandez. He does the news on the ABC, and he was a commentator for the march, and I thought he asked some very good and was very informative about what he said. The rest of them, geez, they leave a lot to do as far as their ability to...
What about, Don, the sheer exhibitionism of the Prime Minister anal...
but he's done it before, John. It's not the first time.
Don, you cannot get a more condescending,
virtuous
come on, woo. Bullshit.
He said that he has marched, I don't know, 14 times.
Good on him. So,
well, that's all right. So why go off at him?
I'll tell you what, then, Don, have you seen him lead the Return Soldiers march on Anzac Day? Have you ever seen him march with them?
Well, that was, hang on. We're
have
going
you ever
back
seen?
A bit. That's about 64, that's 80 years ago. What happened?
Second World War comes up every year.
The Second World War was 80-odd years ago.
Anzac comes up. What's that got to do with it? Anzac, that's the even more reason why he should march, because he's here probably because of those people that went
exactly
to war.
Exactly right.
So how have you ever seen him lead the march for the returned soldiers?
Well, he's only
lead?
Been in power for a couple of come on,
Don,
please
don't.
Tell me how many other prime ministers would have led the march?
Well, how many Anzac other prime ministers would have led the cheerleading for the Mardi Gras? Now, Don. And
I reckon this, Bob Hawke would have been there.
Yeah, I was
there.
Almost going to say. I reckon could almost Bob see Hawke Bob would have Hawke been there.
Well, has Bob Hawke ever led the returned soldiers? The point is, why we have to put up with.
But why should
good
they?
Good on people if they want to have a. Did they completely manipulate the whole of the community to say, why? We don't care what you are, and they don't care what we are. If we can
what
say we and us.
What percentage of the community is made up by all these different genders?
2%, I reckon.
Do you reckon 2?
No, I don't know. I have no idea. A very minimal amount.
I think it'd be. I think it'd be less than two.
So to stress this. Here's Andrew Bogut. Andrew Bogut, you remember, you know who he is.
A
very prominent sportsman he is. Mm. He says he took his 6-year-old to sign up to play for soccer. 6-year-old to sign up to play soccer. And this was the questionnaire. Select, she's six. Are you male, female, or non-binary, or gender fluid?
Mm.
At six.
I know. You had
to write that down.
I know. And, I've told you what happens at kindergarten.
Is your gender identity not sufficiently represented? Mm. What in God's name? Seriously, who would put that on a six-year-old child's entry form?
In doing welcome to country and indoctrinating, I think you make up your own mind, but gee, these teachers who are in charge of kindergartens are influencing young people. I don't think you should
be
doing
all this. The welcome to country.
This.
If I hear that one more time at any other function or any other... The airport arriving on a Qantas plane, could we thank people who might be Aboriginal, who might be Indigenous, who might have been here before it, and who are identified? I mean, it is absolute cringeworthy crap.
You would see on the sign coming into Dramana, welcome to such and such country. Who puts that up? Is it the local government? Is it the state government? Who is saying that we've got to have... Is it...
Contrived...
But who's responsible for
contrived, it? Contrived, virtuous nonsense. I keep saying, if we could all just pretend that we are one group of people who, if another group of people hadn't arrived over 200 years ago, there'd be absolutely fuck all here. Everyone is benefiting from people arriving here and building this country. Could we all say, as Lionel Rose said, I represent Australia. I don't represent black or white. It just keeps going and going. And no one, except us and other people who... can't be cancelled. Don't push back on it. I'm serious. The nonsense about every single thing you do is welcome to country, thanking people for what? How about they thank?
What
how about they thank us? In fact, how about no one thanks anyone? We all just get on together. It is staggering.
The team that you used to play for, the town you played for, represented Geelong, did a very worthwhile thing on the weekend. They had a multicultural festival.
Yep.
Why don't we do that?
That's good, Don. Very good.
We do, don't we? That
where?
Should be Australia Day.
No, hang on.
Well done.
No, hang on. I said multicultural. You're twisting it just a bit. You know, where we all get together and appreciate one
he's
another.
He's not twisting it too much, Don.
I think so.
In Australia Day, we naturalise. We naturalised on Australia Day 50 different nationalities of 200 people were made Australians or were designated Australian status from 50 different countries. And, of course, they thought, shit, isn't it great to be an Australian? And we weren't allowed to celebrate Australia Day because it had been cancelled by the Lord Mayor.
What we're going through is a fad and it'll die.
on the contrary, Don, unless people push back, it'll go and it'll grow like Topsy, because no one pushes back in it. We have different.
We're
flags.
Too frightened. What are you saying? We're too frightened to.
That's exactly
because what
I'm,
we'd be accused of being a racist.
Exactly, Don. Yeah. And if people,
well, what
exactly.
I'm, I get, you know, I think, having watched and trying to keep abreast of what's going on, I reckon it's creating racism.
I've got, Don. We have said this, that the AFL, they're so divisive in all this nonsense. As Rita Panahi said in the Herald Sun today, could we take politics out of sport? We've been saying that for many years, and you'd be amazed at the number of people that agree with us. Speaking of Geelong, did you see Daisy Pearce? Now, good on her. Just let me tell you what Daisy Pearce has been. Geelong have signed her up as the
a development coach for 4 years.
Is this for the women's game?
No, this is for the men's team.
I see.
And I think it's a partnership deal.
Yes.
Between the AFL and Geelong.
Yes. What does that mean, Don?
I think the AFL are involved. Well, I don't know. I'm only reading between the lines, but. I think, you know, the AFL are trying to push this side. It's part of a program.
Of course they are, Don.
And maybe partly financed by the AFL.
Good on Daisy Pearce. What is Geelong? She's the development coach for what?
For the men's team.
For the men's team. What does that mean? What would the job description
be? Well, I don't know. I think she's helping out whoever the forward line coach is. She mentioned that. I don't know who it is. So
I see.
I don't know what the job. Will you tell me what a development coach does?
I'm asking you, Don.
No, Hey, football's rooted, mate. As far as officialdom and whatever else is concerned, there's too many people trying to justify their position.
Oh, beautifully said. So please don't link this into what I've just said about Geelong and Daisy Pearce. So this is a completely separate incident. But a friend of mine said that they had to hire a driver, you know, to drive a car, and that they could hire as many women as they liked, but please give women preference over men. And they said, fair enough, because there's a quota system. It's not on merit, it's on quota. So this woman turns up to do the job, and she was signalling as a woman in here, and she said, right, oh, well, you can start. Here's the, this is the vehicle here. And she said, well, I haven't got a licence. And the bloke said, you haven't got a licence. We've advertised for a female, or we've advertised for a driver, and the brief has come from management that we want to hire women, because definitely women. And they said, well, You haven't got a license. What have you applied for? And the company made the person keep her job just because she filled a quota level. And if they said, if we stopped her and said, no, I'm sorry, you can't have the job because the job description is you've got to be able to drive, they said that would be discriminatory. I don't know if they're going to teach you how to drive. So where does that start and end on? Where does that start and end? And all we're saying is you couldn't believe all this absolute nonsense. Now, speaking of Beaconsfield Parade, was I speaking about Beaconsfield Parade?
No, you're on a rant. You're on a roll. I'm just sitting here. I'll wait for a cup of hot chocolate to come in, I hope, and I'll just sit and listen to you rave.
Good.
Where's the crickets?
So speaking of Beaconsfield Parade, which I said is hamstrung every other week with nonsensical marches to show people that...
Beaconsfield Parade is where our friend sleeps.
Well done, Don. On to it now. This is my point of bringing it up. The woman who has been having a lend of us, the community, for 2 years now...
More than that...
There is a really big push now by some very important people to have this nonsense dispatched.
Who?
Have this nonsense disbanded.
Who?
I can't tell you their names. I can tell you their names, but I won't embarrass them. No, it's not embarrassing. I won't put them in. I'm happy to say it is an absolute disgrace that the mayor of Port Phillip allows that woman to lie in front of the public toilets. Someone said to me that there was a visually impaired person walking down there with his helper, and he walked, if he hadn't been pulled aside by the person who was guiding him, he would have walked over her mattress and fell on top of her almost. She takes up the whole of the footpath.
No, not a whole. She sleeps. She runs parallel to the footpath. She doesn't sleep across it.
She doesn't sleep across it. She sleeps on the footpath, so people have got to ride their bikes round her. Kids are reticent to go near her because they're not sure who she is. It is, and
you're making a big thing over something.
Are you? So
I think it's unsightly. That's what I'm saying. But I think you're making a big thing. People, I'd watch when I drive past every once a week.
Yeah, you drive past,
and people are not making. They'd make a bit of a detour, but she is undercover. It just astonished me. She sleeps there in all types of weather, but. It's more of an unsightly thing than anything else.
So it's
an indictment on it.
So you come from that little cave you live in, you drive past, you don't have...
You tend to exaggerate.
Do I? I'm exaggerating that a visually impaired person was walking there with his cane and was going to walk on top of her until she was pulled aside.
How many times do visually impaired people walk past her?
He's probably the first
person to do it.
How do you know? That's the only person I've been told about. What about people who ride bikes and kids?
Well, there's many of them, but she doesn't impair
She them. Impairs the whole lot of them, Don. And this is why the community have had enough. The people who live opposite don't... They pay rates.
They do. The people who live rates, opposite...
They don't want unsightly people.
That's exactly right, and they've been to the council, and the council say we can't do anything about it.
Which is an absolute lie. They can move her on summarily, Don, and as I keep saying...
She might be like a possum.
She's like a leech.
A possum comes back. If you don't take it miles and miles away from its... It'll come back.
Well, she might be a pigeon.
A homing pigeon. Might have a bit of pigeon in
her. No. I tell you, if you want to see a sign of weakness and cowardice, just go to the Port Phillip Council and say, why is that woman still there? And why the people across the road who pay exorbitant land tax rates to look out there, see people feeding her like a pigeon, and you say people, she doesn't
encroach on people. Well, the people across the road have complained.
And someone does her washing.
Yeah, because the sheets are pristine. They feed her, they give her coffee, and they give her cigarettes. And she's as sharp as a tack. Don't worry about her.
So you're condoning her being there, are you?
I don't think she should be there because it's unsightly.
Unsightly, and she disrupts people. She's a hazard to people.
I don't know.
You don't know. Of course you don't know because you don't live here. You're just making...
Oh, and you come out of your ivory tower, do you?
I live here, Don. I go down there every day.
A big statement.
What? Go down Beaconsfield Parade? Every day I go down Beaconsfield Parade for one reason or another.
Oh.
Yeah? What are you going off for?
Well, I didn't think you'd get out you of your don't ivory think, tower. Don.
What's that?
I didn't think you'd get out of your precinct to you just be around the man. Yarra in your boat.
You're
not aware of too many other things.
Tell me this, Don. Here's another thing. Here's another thing that pisses me off.
Oh, geez, we're on a roll today. Johnny's hour, we'll call this.
Have you ever been to a supermarket, Don? Have you been to a supermarket, Ivan?
Yes.
And you load your trolley up with goods?
You wouldn't go shopping.
You load your trolley up with goods, Don, and you wheel it out of the automatic doors of the supermarket, and you've gone 2 metres onto the footpath and the wheels lock on the trolley.
Jeez, you got a bit. How long do you shop for? Do you do a couple of weeks shopping at one go?
What has that got to do with what I
just said? Well, I never use one of those wheelie things.
What, Don?
It's only me to look after. You've only got yourself to look after. You're getting all that beef-fit food now, so why have you got to go to the supermarket?
Because I get provisions for boat.
Oh, the boat!
Well, it doesn't matter what the reason is. If you have to buy water or goods that you can't carry, you put them in the trolley. That's why they've got 1,000 trolleys in the aisle as you walk into the supermarket. So you walk around, you load the trolley up, and you walk out the automatic doors of the supermarket, and you get 2 metres onto the footpath, and the wheels lock.
That's so you don't piss off with the trolley.
Of course.
They're a wake up to you. You'd be pushing it down to your boat.
The trouble with having a conversation with a simple person is that you, if you don't have logic in any
He's just winding you up.
No, he's not winding me up. It's an infuriating nonsense. I understand he's winding me up, but if you load your trolley up and walk out, what's the point of having a trolley if you can't wheel it to your car to unload the trolley? It stops as soon as you walk outside the supermarket. What's the point of putting stuff in a trolley?
Why don't you take a cane basket and put it all there? You just carry it out. Or a string bag. A string bag.
If you buy 48 bottles of water.
48?
48 on hot days.
What do you... 48 bottles?
You're going to say, what do you have 48 bottles for? I'm telling you, if you have 20 people on at a function...
At a function.
You're going to repeat everything I say.
Well, I don't know.
If you have 48 people at a function...
At a function, you'd have...
And you've got water, and it's a hot day,
What type of function would we be having?
Well, I'll tell you, Don, I have a small boat. I have 20 people on it on occasions.
It's a big boat. It's not a tinny.
Well, Don, I have a boat... And I get 20 people on it, and on a hot day, you'd be amazed at how many people drink water. 48 bottles of 500ml water doesn't go far. So I stagger into the supermarket and put them on the trolley, and I get 2 metres outside the door, and I get a hernia as the trolley locks, wheels lock, and then I have to lug them 50
metres.
So
what do? Do you stand there and just unload and go and get another one, or do you swear and carry on like a fucking banshee?
He would.
He would be off his... tree, yep. He'd be kicking the doors in
you
and abusing any. No, keep well away. Beware.
So my original question was, Don, and Ivan, you stupid people, like Bib and Bub, the flower pot men. My original, is the point of having...
That was Bill and Ben.
Bib and Bub.
No, Bill and Ben, the flower pot
men. Fuck. So this is what I say, Don, don't get sidetracked by just irrelevant nonsense. What is the point? I'm going to ask you again. What is the point of having trolleys that you can't wheel out to your car?
Oh, no point, Johnny.
Who would want to pinch
it? I know.
What?
I know.
You know what?
It's no good having those trolleys.
Do you go back inside and tell them? Or else how would they know?
Oh, shit. He'd let it go from the top of that ramp at South Melbourne, Bay Street, down the ramp, and he'd...
Ivan, you vague moron. Are you saying that I'm the only person that's realised that the trolleys lock up their wheels when you walk out the doors of the supermarket? Everyone says. I've watched them lugging, getting hernias. What is the point of having the trolleys?
You can conduct a conversation on the rooftop of the car park there, of the supermarket, surveying all the customers. That'd be great.
Did you understand that? Go on, Ivan. Just interpret that what he said then to me.
Try and tie all the lines together.
Now go on. Tell me what he said then.
He said, I don't know.
Yeah, that's right. You don't know. What did you say then?
Listen, Ivan, you're sitting there giggling. Yeah. Can you look up something for me? Because I was watching the ABC the other day and they mentioned the Banjamara people of Australia. Who are they, please? It's spelled Banjamar.
Moving right along.
Thank you. No, he's doing something now.
Banjamar.
Dan Andrews, as government, said that they're going to pump more money into renewable energy. They've got battery banks and things because they're not.
Mate. It's bullshit.
It is bullshit. So listen to this, Don. This is about climate change, that tired old argument about the planet disappearing into itself. I saw this on the overseas news. Britain is responsible for 2% of the world carbon emissions, right?
Yeah,
if Britain is responsible for 2%, Australia would be responsible for 0.2% for nothing. And we are pumping money into renewable energy. The main polluters of carbon into the air by 90% are Asia and Latin American companies. And they have no interest. They have no interest in minimising their carbon emissions, because in order to minimise your carbon emissions, that means your standard of living won't rise, because you don't enjoy the spoils of what fossil fuel energy will provide, as in air conditioning and cars and standard of living. So the Latin American, Asian continents have no interest in saving the planet. They just want their standard of living to rise.
I was just going to say, poor people, you try and tell poor people
Yes,
that.
Try and tell poor people not to turn their air conditioners on, because they don't have them, for a start. Yeah. It is an absolute furphy, and we get, and people, climate change denies, the climate changes, but it ain't got nothing to do with us. Mm-hmm. And if you say that Britain is responsible for 2%, we would be responsible for nothing. And yet we get lumbered with this nonsense, this absolute nonsense.
Do you know, in Australia, they're developing food to feed the cattle to reduce the methane that the cattle or animals produce.
What's that, Don?
You heard me.
No. They
everybody else heard me except you.
Just say that again, because I think I mentioned this.
Food.
Yes.
For livestock to reduce methane.
Yes,
in Australia.
And if you'll remember, I said a dairy company in France, of course, they are trialling putting diapers on cows, so that and masks on them, so that when they, do you remember I had that conversation with
remember.
You? I showed you.
Remember,
I showed you the picture of the cow with a diaper on it, so that when it farted, it would minimise the methane emissions, and also if it crapped, they could take it into the diaper and put it in a proper
Oh, come on.
This I showed you that.
Ivan, did you find anything about the bat?
Yes.
What are they?
Look, I apologise, I'm not firing on
because
all cylinders.
This came up on the ABC.
Ivan's jet lagged. He's just back from Perth today.
Yeah. So Banjarmar is a coastal town in the Canary Islands, Spain. It's not that one.
No.
Or it's a golf course in Tijuana, Guadalupe.
What are you asking?
Because I was watching, I do watch the ABC because of supposed non-commercial, and they mentioned the Banjarmara people of Australia. I thought, what are they on about?
Well, what are they on about?
I don't know.
Well, why do you bring topics that you don't know about?
I want to know who these people are.
Why didn't you research it? Why didn't you type in Banjarmara into your machine?
I'm computer illiterate.
But you can type that into your Google machine. Why do you got him to do it?
Because he's very good at it.
The story of Banjara. Banjara, is that it? On ABC. Yeah. The must-see documentary takes the viewer through Banjara's history and how three young Aboriginal brothers, Stephen, David and Russell.
Why did it take you so long to find that? You see, you went on about something in Spain.
No, because he didn't. He told me the wrong
word. What is it? Go on, what is it?
Banjarmara.
Yeah, and what are they doing?
I thought you might have known.
It's a performing art company, is it?
I don't know.
And why have you brought it up, Don? It was on the ABC.
Because I'm watching as a listener or a viewer.
Yes.
And they mentioned this. And I've never heard of this. I can understand.
And why did they bring it up in the first place?
Because I thought you, being very intelligent, would know.
But I wouldn't watch the ABC, Don. I don't want to be brainwashed into bullshit.
Next topic.
So, whilst we're on that, can we change the whole thing from political? Can we go to sport?
Good.
I've been following the cricket in India, and it's come to me, why in today's society or world, why can't we have consistent wickets worldwide for cricket? Each town or each country where cricket is played has got their peculiarities. England, Australia, India, West Indies, and the home team seems to have the advantage because they play in those conditions all the time. Even within Australia, you've got variance in wickets, Melbourne to Sydney to Brisbane to Perth, Adelaide as well, they're all different wickets.
Why can't
they have a consistency?
What's that mean?
So that the
Synthetic pitches.
Well, I don't care what it is.
Well, it's got to be synthetic
pitches.
Because
in India right now, you're probably not following the cricket. They're going to go, I think Australia may go with three spinners.
Don, unless you have synthetic pitches, which are like tennis courts, which are exactly the same consistency.
So what's the point of playing test cricket against countries
because
when the wickets are either doctored at, you know,
well, okay,
or whatever, so, to the strength so of that particular team?
So the Indians come out to Australia and can't cope with the fast wickets
right,
and vice
pace.
Versa. Unless you have synthetic wickets, which are built to a consistent form, the grasses are different around the world.
Nah,
do you want to have sanitised the game, do you?
I don't believe the grasses are that different. They could have the same grasses if you want to go there, but they either dry the pitch, the moisture content may differ. I'm not the curator, but there's got to be a consistent pitch. You know, they've got to measure up in different areas.
Have they, Don?
Have they?
If that's what you think.
What are you talking about?
Well, so the pitches in South Africa and Sri Lanka and Australia and New Zealand.
Different.
Yeah, that's right. They're different. Isn't
they're
that
all unique.
Part of
the why isn't there a consistency?
Well, it gives the Australian spinners a chance in India. It gives the fast bowlers in Australia a chance in Australia.
Come on. We want a fair dinkum contest. I don't want to see. It's four.
We want a
you
fair
know
dinkum.
They're going to win. What's the point of Australia going to India? They're going to lose.
What's the point of India coming?
Exactly. What's the point of India coming here?
Well,
England coming or
gives you something to whinge about.
Oh, God.
Well, I'll talk about something to whinge about.
Hang on. I'm on a bit of a roll.
Good on
you. Shut up.
Right.
Why is Kylie Minogue an icon in the gay community? They made a big thing of her in Sydney at the open-air concert they had.
Because
Why is she an icon?
Because they gravitate to her. She embraces,
why?
Like
she's
we all
good
do.
Looking. She wears nice costumes.
And she embraces the gay community. That's that. We embrace the gay community, Don. I reckon most of my friends that I call friends are gay. Like, not my acquaintances.
I'm talking about Kylie Minogue. What's that got to do with it?
Because they love her, and I love her.
Why?
Because
she's good,
and
I'm not saying that, but why couldn't
they hitch their wagon to someone they think will give them some publicity and they can associate with it?
Well, they're not going to gravitate to Jimmy Barnes, are they? Really?
Well
you tell me.
You've just outed him, Ivan. They might gravitate to Jimmy Barnes. They wouldn't gravitate to.
But you look at Kylie; she's nice looking.
She's great. The little sparrow.
I'm not saying she's not, but I'm asking the reason why.
I'd like to interview Kylie.
She
what?
She owns the island, doesn't she? Own an island in Western.
Well, that's
Port
why
Bay?
They gravitate to her, and good on her, and good. And why not?
I think they all.
We all gravitate to everyone.
Cher is, isn't she? She's a gay icon.
Yeah,
as well.
She is. They all are. Cher's got a daughter who's non-binary, or who is a bloke. I think. I think she's changed her name to.
Is that Chastity?
Yeah, I think it is, Don. Well done. I think it is. Now, seeing as we're on, you got onto sport, right? Well done to Nathan Buckley. Did you see what he said? He came out and said he fully backs, I think he said this, I'll just get this right, he fully backs the AFL about all this stuff about that's going on, about the danger of head high injuries. And
he backs the AFL?
He said... His headline was, "We know what the danger is in footy when we start to
exactly
play."
Right.
Well, that's what he said. And
there's a
class action now to sue the AFL for injuries received with dementia and mental acuity from being hit round the head playing football.
Yeah,
and he said,
"Yeah, go on."
And good on him. He came out and he said, "Well, we know the dangers, and you would be hard-pressed to say that most of the debilitating life that you're leading now in your 70s is due to the fact you played football. Plenty of people get dementia and get Alzheimer's disease and have never played football. Is it a thing that we're just latching onto of late?"
Of course it is, and when you consider the people, there are other extenuating circumstances. There might be alcohol involved that helps.
Or analgesics done.
I was just going to put down drugs.
Analgesics.
There are things called fist fights, street fights. You know, you get hit there too, these footballers.
Yes.
What, at the local Woolworths when you're pushing your trolley?
Outside of it, that's right. You get belted when your wheels lock on your trolley, Don. And you go and smash the fucking attendant at Woolworths.
You may be just a malingerer as well, who's trying to get an easy buck. And so you say you've got concussion or whatever else. I just go back to what my grandmother said when I was playing. She said, one day, I thought I was bulletproof, one day you're going to pay for all of this. And how true was she?
Just
what she said. So I agree, and I've always agreed with Nathan Buckley. If I had my time again, I'd do exactly the same thing, knowing
the dangers.
Yes. Because there's a great entree
that's
into
right.
life.
You
AFL.
Smash
we're very,
people.
Very, very
you
lucky.
You smash people and need
Shut
them
up.
And kick
we're
them.
We're very lucky. You would be. What would you be if it wasn't for football? A fucking spoiled brat hanging around Point Lonsdale.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah,
moving along.
So, no, that's all right. That's good. I notice, working the system beautifully, Dr. James Stewart has just texted in and says, morning, just checking you're okay for oils and stuff. Also, please let me know if you're planning to go. Oh, yeah, that's right.
I didn't take my oil last night. I thought I'm going to take
it. Oils ain't oils, Don.
No, you know that one.
Who said that? Oils ain't oils.
Oh, yeah.
That was an ad.
Yes.
Who said it?
Geez.
Oh, the Velvet Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, good one. Okay.
He could have been the father of the bloke who used to do the panel here. He could
John
have.
John Law. John Law used to say that, did he?
Yeah, didn't he? Oils ain't
John,
oils.
John
no,
Lewis.
It was an ad.
He did the ad for Valvoline.
No, I mean, there was a fictitious bloke, wasn't there?
No, John Law used to do the ad for Valvoline. He said oils ain't oils, didn't he?
Exactly. Yes.
Google
did.
That.
Now, there's a dotted line between us and John Law's, isn't there?
What do you
John
mean?
John Law's, yeah.
John what? Law.
Yeah, John Law's.
Us and the Doc in Sydney.
Oh,
what
yeah.
Do you mean?
The Doc and Alan Jones and... Didn't
oh, here we go, Ivan.
No? And then John Laws and Alan Jones.
Well, Ivan would know.
What's Alfred on to over here?
Well, Alfred E. Newman. Ivan is right. He's as thick as thieves with people.
2GB.
He's as thick as thieves with people up in 2GB. He's infiltrated the system there.
Shout out to Sophie.
He goes out to dinner with the doctor. I don't know if Jody's been...
we haven't even met the doctor.
Never met the doctor.
We've never met him in person.
Or the vivacious...
Ivan, I'll introduce you.
The blowfly.
Yeah, or the vivacious and...
Jody. Has he met Jody?
I don't... Have you met Jody? You have.
Oh, jeez.
Have you met Jody? What'd she look like?
Oh, very
magnificent.
What? She'd be very
magnificent. What?
She
describe
her. Exceptionally attractive.
Shut the up, doc Don. Listens to this, so I'm not going to fall
down
we
get
that.
The Don, what? You're going to run
blonde.
It down?
All right, blonde.
Well, I think the doc's
blonde.
I think the doc is
really blonde. Is she a real blonde, or she is? It,
the
is that the natural
blonde. TV? Yeah.
What?
Yeah, she's...
Go on, describe the
Jodie. No, I'm not going to
say
this.
Say she'd done something and the police wanted a description of her.
I think the doctor's batting above his average.
Well, we know that, but... have a listen to this. So there's fury, Don, there's fury
Tyson.
Over... There's fury as the school mocks the disabled. The school was... the Rosewood Downs Primary School, they had a video of mocking the disabled. And when I read it, I thought it might have been Caroline Wilson. Caroline Wilson, do you remember on a sports show many years ago, mocked the disabled by saying...
Tommy Helfinger.
Holy mackerel. Saying that disabled sport wasn't really sport. People only go to disabled sports... events to watch the disabled fall over. It was a form of entertainment. How she would still remain relevant or in a job is beyond me, but furious the school mocks the disabled. So she will resonate with that because she had that opinion herself. I'm not making that up. That's in the public record, I could show you. I could show you her saying that, and yet, yeah. So, who just walked in, Don?
The angel.
Hey.
The angel.
Who walked in?
The angel. She brought in coffees and a very weak, hot chocolate.
Okay, so
very weak.
So, do you know what we're going to do? No, we're not doing it yet. So I, do we want to stop? And you got a whole
this is your show.
Have you got other topics?
I just come along.
Have you got other topics?
Of course I have, you idiot.
Because you ain't treating me right. Come back again. I'm just crazy about